Hey everybody, do you know what's about to happen? I do.
It's a Tiny Tight Show, what you know about pro wrestling. Tune in, get a lesson in, a little MMA, got a question, throw it our way, a suggestion. Listen to the podcast, there's some bomb grass. RVD, no he won't pass, makes me so mad when Big Show's sad. I just can't believe the acting, it's the last thing I wanna see. But Mae Young fasting, crashing through a table, you're overreacting, not another stable. Tiny Tight Show, move not, don't give a fuck, Chris Benoit. I'm Zach Selleck, Mike Batchelor, start the show, brother.
We're live! It's the Tiny Tight Show for the week of October 8th. I had to check that because I couldn't remember what day it is. Sue me, the show is free. I am one half of your tag team champions, Mike Batchelor. Joined with me as always, my tag team partner.
I'm Zach Selleck, guys. I think I was on cue that time, which I am usually not. I'm usually off some way right off the beginning. I usually have to warm up a little bit, but I'm on.
You're all warmed up, are you, Zachy?
Well, not as much as you. You really came in hot in that entrance.
I always try and bring the thunder in the entrance, and then it's downhill straight from there. What is the Tiny Tight Show, Zach?
The Tiny Tight Show is a couple of guys. Our names are on the bottom if you're watching on YouTube. We talk about wrestling. We talk about pro wrestling at its finest. WWE, TNA, ROH, Bachelor, my friend. He's really good on the indies and the Japanese stuff.
You're damn straight. Oh, we got some Japanese news today. We got some breaking Japanese news. Well, not this breaking news would happen last week, but we haven't recorded in a week and a half. So it's breaking news to us now. Kenny Omega has signed a deal with New Japan Pro Wrestling. He is leaving DDT promotion. Canadian wrestler Kenny Omega.
So we're going to leave with that. So all I know about Kenny Omega is that he wrestled a young girl. I forget the age. 10-year-old? 13? Mm-hmm. Something like that. What was the age of the girl?
I'd say probably 8.
8? Yeah. That's all I know of Kenny Omega. I've seen one match, and that was the one match I've seen. So.
And that little girl was a better worker than John Cena.
Yeah, I've heard you say that for sure. So, yeah, so that's breaking news. So I did not know that. So what do you want to talk about today?
You got some notes? Let's take a few notes.
Well, it is Wednesday today. So what happened last was we saw Raw. It was actually a pretty good Raw. It was in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So the crowd was pretty hot. And what do we start off with? We had a little Ambrose jumping on the subway saying that he wasn't going to be Cena's partner. He's going to take off on him.
To be honest, I wouldn't want to be John Cena's partner either.
I totally agree. I mean, once you get past those five moves, what's left?
It was supposed to be it was supposed to be John Cena and Dean Ambrose in a was it a handicap match versus Seth Rollins,
Kane and Randy Orton, the Authority.
Norman Osborn, Kane, and Randy Orton. Yes.
So Ambrose comes out and says, "Heck to that! I'm gonna throw a couple of cheap pops and say a few New York City staples like the subway and the Coney Island or something on the hot dog." And he's just getting pop after pop. And then they showed a video of him actually going to the subway and getting onto the subway.
So earlier today, when Dean Ambrose got in the subway for this stock footage, we're going to make you think that he did now. Oh, this was after he Ross started with the Seth Rollins and John Cena in the ring. Then Rollins ran outside, and then Ambrose was waiting for him out there.
Yeah, what do you think? I think they've been doing a pretty good job at kind of building the anticipation of getting to Rollins. I think this storyline is actually kind of – it's working. What do you think? Like, it's building like the anticipation to actually see the match. Like, it's not very often we can say that in the WWE other than maybe a Lesnar or an old Daniel Bryan right before when he was really hot there. Mm-hmm.
It's just another example of John Cena sticking his nose into a storyline he has no business being in because he's just trying to get himself over at the expense of the younger talent they're actually getting over.
In his mind, I think he says it. He pretty much says it in his promos. He says, you have to go through me to get to the top. So that's his explanation.
Fuck John Cena. That's my explanation. That's my end argument. That's my thesis. I'm ready to call his thesis on fuck John Cena. It's 20,000 pages of like three words on one page.
Well, you'd be pulling a Bart Simpson, hardcore Bart Simpson there. But let's give props this week to the Brooklyn crowd for doing the John Cena sucks chant when
Why in 2014 is this not catching on more of the John singing John Cena sucks to his goddamn music? Because it just works perfectly.
It works so good.
He hasn't changed it in over 10 years.
I thought we had a little momentum. I think it was like after Raw. I think the British people did it on the post-Mania Raw. And there might have been like one more week after that. So I thought a little momentum was building, but nope. It got crushed.
Get it together, Anti-C Nation. Come on.
let's have a revolution here.
Let's innovate. Instead of let's go Cena, instead of saying John Cena sucks, let's go Cena die in a fire. Too much?
Yeah, I think you took a little too far.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, there's still kids in the crowd. no.
Well, not there. He could do it later when the kids aren't around. Just have Kane get involved and have him go like this, and that's like half the problem.
All right. Well,
moving on.
No, I don't. I gotta say something. Sticking on the storyline for a second, yes. I have to say that I'm really enjoying Dean Ambrose's music. There's actually like his music is great. Like the little build up and then
it's that rev up and the da 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 because he's stone cold. He is the next generation. They just need to pull the trigger on him.
He's holding, like we said, I think we talked about it last show, because Roman Reigns has kind of got his injury, he's forced into the spotlight, and of course he can handle it because of those mic skills. He's so entertaining to listen to each week.
That's sarcasm. Usually that's safe for the Brie Bella segment.
I don't even want to try to quote him because it's unquotable because of the way he says it, and it's his mannerisms are fantastic stuff. So I'm looking forward to the future with Mr. Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
And his music. And I'm enjoying the music. That was my initial point.
And they ended Raw. Are we just going to jump around to the end of Raw or what's your notes say?
Let's stay on the storyline. Why not? Stay on the storyline.
Stay on the storyline. So it ended with basically Triple H making the match that we all dreaded was going to happen for Hell in the Cell. John Cena versus Dean Ambrose, winner gets Seth Rollins.
On the same show, is it?
Yeah. So there'll be two matches.
Why can't we just have like delayed storylines? Let's have like, why do we have to do two matches in one night? Like, there's so many shows. This is uncalled for. Like, uncalled for. That's just another side note on that.
That's your British parliament. This is uncalled for. I will not stand for two matches with John Cena in one night. Because we all know that he will beat Dean Ambrose to wrestle Seth Rollins.
It just sounds terrible. It just sounds terrible.
I think we just saw a birth of a new character of outraged British politician.
I say keep it up because you know me, I can't do the accent. So that's your bit, man. So I'm all down for that. You keep it going. What's his name? Let's name him right now.
Wesley Haberdash.
I like it. And his occupation?
I am a burster with the British Bouncer.
I didn't even know you said this.
This is a travesty of business.
Okay, are we done with this storyline? Are we sick of talking about Cena?
Raw ended the right way of Ambrose laying Cena out the first chance he got.
I might have fallen asleep. I don't even really remember.
Okay.
Okay.
Happened on Raw?
The Rock came back.
Yes, against Rusev, because Big Show, it gets to be sad again. So I think we need a remix on that song, Zach. He's sad and he apologized to the Russian people for pulling down the flag last week. So this week he had, was it sensitivity training? That's why he wasn't on Raw.
I hope if they could do something with that, maybe turn it into like a Daniel Bryan Kane at the couples therapy or whatever they're at.
First thing I thought was, what's his name? Is Dr. Leakey or whatever his name? That their anger management coach, is he coming back?
That'd be great. Do be something funny with Big Show. Don't do something sad with Big Show. We've had sad. We know it doesn't work.
Now we got sad Mark Henry who's crying all over the place.
Guys, we kind of know sad doesn't work. Like, Big Show tries it. He's in movies. He's not like a terrible actor.
Put your flag on the floor, but Rusev was going to kick me in the face.
It doesn't work. Might we try Mark Henry? Why would they try Mark Henry? They're both like these two big dudes. I guess it's the contrast in their size or something. I don't know.
So Rusev came out on Raw with Lana just to talk shit on Big Show. Then out of nowhere, The Rock shows up and the place explodes.
Explodes. You could just feel the energy. He could tell he was just freaking soaking it up, drinking it up, drinking it in.
And I texted you right away. Misplaced opportunity of the year. They could have made Rusev a superstar. He should have punked out The Rock and put him in the camel clutch.
Yeah. Did you have any? First of all, yeah. It kind of would make sense if you wanted to build someone, but I don't know. We know it's not going to happen, so I don't know why you even like argue about it. You get angry about the silliest things because you know it's not going to happen.
It's still real to me, damn it.
So let's talk about The Rock and any one-liners. I know you don't have to quote them, but was there any mention like a couple of the details maybe of your favorite jokes that The Rock told?
I think well, the title of this episode now, the Moscow Moose Knuckle, that is going to be Rusev's new name on the show.
Yeah, because we have Moose Knuckle in our theme song, don't we not? Or is that the last theme song?
I think it's in both, yeah. The Rock must be a fan of the show, so we'll take that as
he is that one viewer right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Dwayne. Personally, from the bottom of our hearts, and all those emails you've been sending, those are fantastic as well.
And the training tips that you're giving him, right? He's looking real good, man. Is he on the Zach Selleck pie workout?
Yeah, he's on that one day GSP. You do that GSP CrossFit, not CrossFit, GSP DVD set one day, and that's how you get that looking as good as this here.
Now, that's one day every 90 days, right?
No, just one day total.
Okay, one day. But it's a really good day, though.
It's more like 20 minutes.
We're talking – that's my secret. I'm on the DDP yoga, and I've lost 20 pounds. Thank you.
Oh, very – congratulations.
Well,
don't say it so funny, and maybe I'll – Rock did say moose knuckles on television. Yeah. That's might have been the first time I've ever heard the term moose knuckle on television. So I was quite happy. You said, you texted me. You were happy, excited. Yes. As well.
All I have to say about moose knuckle on live TV, reality era.
If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, moose knuckle is like when someone's man's ball sack is tight in either like the tiny tights. That's why we have the name of the show as well. Tiny tights is because they make like this funny indent and it looks like Moose Knuckles. I guess I don't even know where it came from, but
Zach, how long have we been doing this show now, off and on? 2 years?
Give or take.
Is it time to rename the show? I think is. Can we just agree the Tiny Tight Show is a terrible name for a podcast?
I don't know if that is what is our downfall. I don't think that is the main issue of what our content. I don't know what we're doing here. I don't think that's the main issue. No. So we could try if you want.
No, but
I think it's picking up steam. It's like it's mainstream now. Rock is saying it. We're getting mainstream. He's a fan of the show.
We are staying the Tiny Tight Show. That's okay. Sometimes you have a little crisis of faith. You just got to re-examine things. But we can have worse names.
It's all perspective, right? It's all perspective. Right. Yeah.
The Young Bucks liked our name. That's all that fucking matters.
This generation's about me. Generation Me is a terrible name.
So what else happened? Oh, it looks like Bray Wyatt is setting Luke Harper and Eric Rowan free.
Okay, that's what I had on my notes here. What's the direction for the Wyatt? So it's official that he set them free?
Well, that's what I understand, like, from watching the Luke Harper one they've aired, like, four times, that basically he's just setting him off, and Luke Harper's going to start rampaging. And Eric Rowan, I think he's going to have a little bit of a rebirth, so I think he's going to have a cool new mask.
Okay. Let's put on our funny hats, get our crystal balls out, and be fortune tellers. Let's see the future, and let's predict the future for Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. And I will go first. We'll go one at a time, one guy each.
Okay.
Same guy. I'll start with a guy, then you do the guy. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Luke Harper. Don't steal any of my ideas because I'm going to say it first.
Okay. I promise I won't read your mind.
Okay. So Luke Harper, 2 years from now, or in the future, I don't even care, he's facing Sheamus for the European or IC strap, and they're putting on, like, really good stiff matches. He continues to struggle on the mic. Like, passable, but not really has he enough charisma to get him over, or in their eyes, get him over to be where eventually he can be maybe a Kane and maybe get one day run in as champion.
I could see Luke Harper having a good program with someone like Ziggler that will bump like crazy for him. I could see him becoming like almost like a very much Bruiser Brody, like they're kind of pushing him to be. Maybe a match against Cena, depending how much he can get momentum behind him. Because if they're going to make him as like a big evil, then the only big good is that douchebag Cena. But
he loves the business. He can be the next Kane and be in just that kind of like mid to top spot for the next 15 years. He's pretty old now, but
I think that Eric Rowan may be the next Kane.
No, I was my here. Listen to my okay. Eric okay, Rowan.
What's yours?
Eric Rowan is going to be down the street at the Bayfield Mall, security guard, in front of the bowling alley, trying to pick up underage girls with a big hippie beard. Dairy Queen. Eating at Dairy Queen. That's it.
Doesn't that guy already work in the Bayfield Mall?
Okay, well, you could think Eric Rowan will be the next Kane.
He has the potential to be the next Kane. Like, since Kane isn't wearing his mask, I think that's something he could easily do on Raw, is just him fight that stupid glass case Kane's keeping in his mask and without a lock in it, and just take it and put it on, and then he's the new Kane. So you got Kane with a big beard.
You didn't give any explanation why you think that, because you just said he's going to take a mask and should be Kane.
Well, he likes masks. There's been with the whole sheep thing.
But like,
this is a better mask than my crappy sheep mask. I'm going to put this on. And next thing you know, he's evil. There, that's all you need.
I just say I don't really like him in the ring compared to Kane, especially you. I don't know. That's my opinion. I don't know. Do you think he's as good as Kane in the ring, or will have the lasting power as Kane? Like, I think Harper is way more likely to be in that role than Rowan.
Harper is a much better worker, but that's much more explanation that I put into that possible angle that the WWE writers have put into who the goddamn bunny is with Adam Rose.
Okay. You came up with a good angle. I was just asking for an explanation. So that was my beef.
Anyway. Just have it happen on the app and say $9.99 and then just move on.
Okay. Anyway, so we like the – I say I'm happy about the Wyatt split. I hope Ray can reignite some of that – Whatever he's doing, not being buried by Cena. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know why he lost to Jericho there. Kind of lost a little momentum there too. Hopefully they can regain that.
Well, apparently he's going to rebound and have the Ascension because they think the Ascension's finally going to come up because they're going to get their ass kicked by Devitt and Kenta.
Yeah, it almost would make sense to. Just let Luke Harper go. Keep Rowan, and keep adding other ways.
Yeah, they should add like Emma because I'm sorry, Emma is never going to get over on Raw with that dance. That's an NXT. It's awesome because it's a smaller crowd, it's more interactive. But that dorky shit ain't going to get over. So put her with Bray Wyatt.
See, I disagree. I think just kind of like the fumbling around and stuff. I think it's better than.
Or put her with Adam Rose and Justin Gabriel, aka the Bunny, and she's on drugs. That's why she's always fumbling around.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we're done with the Wyatt discussion. Are we not?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm all done. Next.
Okay. What did you did? Who were those old ladies in the ring, and why were they in the ring?
Shoot, I don't know who the fuck – that was Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda from, I think, the Today Show.
The fuck is Hoda? And is Hoda her last name, first name, middle name, nickname? What is that?
I don't know, but those two cougars were going to bang the fuck out of Adam Rose, so.
Is it the same Kathy from, like, Regis and Kathy?
Yes, it is.
From, like, 25 years ago?
Yes, it is.
How many 25 faceless? Oh man!
How are they drinking wine on fucking national television on Monday Night Raw on a G-rated TV show?
I'm getting a little tired of these product placements. I'm getting too many. Get out of the ring! Like, I don't know whose podcast it was a while ago, but they're talking about how there's too much shit going on in the ring these days, and how it should be more for wrestling and less.
Could be my podcast. You know, in my day, I just wore some ass, then I drank some beer. But these days, you got Kathy Lee with their wine.
And who the fuck is Hoda?
Hoda? Holy shit.
Hoda up.
You got Justin Gabriel in a bunny costume.
Oh, yeah, in the mini gator.
In the mini gator. Hornswoggle in a mini gator outfit. But as sad as it is to say, Titus O'Neil would be a better member of better member of 3MB compared than Jinder Mahal.
Way better. Way better, right? And if they did kind of like a funny heel thing, it would be great.
Yeah. Well, I like Slater Gator because they can't agree.
Yeah, they just don't let them have, I don't know. It's not going anywhere. I hate those things where you know that unless by chance of something catches on with the fans to the point where they can't ignore it, nothing's ever going to happen.
No.
That's what's frustrating about it. So,
Goldust.
Old ladies, they did carry them off. They did the little And then there was some other old, like, I don't know, like the cancer lady in the end. Okay, maybe spread out these guests. There's like a little too many. Like, I'm not trying to be like non-sympathetic to those with cancer or anything like that, but just too many guests on Last Raw.
You know, they're missing an opportunity. They could easily just take any of the developmental guys, bring them up as Rhodes buds, and make them a tag team and make Adam Rose a manager.
Okay, man. Like, we know you're good at coming up with storylines. Like, is this just an avenue for you to give your storylines to the masses?
That's right. I can only do so much on WWE 2K14 till 2K15 comes out next month.
Well, guess what? The Rock appreciates it. Dwayne's listening right now. He says, thanks, guys, for the material, for the Moose Knuckle material.
Yep.
He's gonna try to incorporate some of your stuff, Bachelor, next week. So
I will be pissed if he starts busting out Leroy De La Rosa next week.
I've been on his Twitter. I've heard him use a few of your lines already, so I wouldn't be surprised. So
motherfucker.
Okay, so let's go on. So it's baseball playoffs right now, and San Francisco. Oh, John Hunter Pence plays right field. And after the season ended, he got some yes chants going. Like, they were all in the field, and he was talking to the crowd on the microphone, and he got them doing the yes chant. So that's pretty cool. It's going a little bit more mainstream. So it is funny because it reminded me of an episode of Total Divas. I think it was just maybe even last week's, where Daniel Bryan was at the doctor and no, maybe the banker, but they're like, what are you good at? Or maybe it's and he's like, well, I started a yes chant. I started the yes movement. Is that something? And yeah, it is something. Hunter Pence is doing it. So it is something, Daniel. So I just wanted to tell you that.
You know, the yes movement has really caught on. The yes chant is if during the next, like, Maury Povich, when you're not the father. Yes, yes.
That's a good one. Yeah, that would be pretty good. I just want to let people know real quick, if you're watching on YouTube, I guess you could see the drink. It is a red Gatorade. If you're wondering why my mouth is a little bit red, it's not lipstick or lip chap or gloss or anything. It is just a red Gatorade. Everyone goes through that problem.
Right.
Okay.
Whereas I am, because I am a member of the Bullet Club podcast community. Yeah, see, I saved myself there. We're drinking a little beerski while we're talking some shop.
Yeah, we're doing that. So you want to talk a little ROH? Like, apparently Michael Elgin. What's this Michael Elgin situation? You've been keeping up on this?
Well, we were there in Toronto when Michael Elgin lost the Ring of Honor World Championship to Jay Briscoe. And shocked to many because it's in Toronto.
Yeah, which was a surprise, and he hadn't had it that long.
Yep. And guess word broke that Elgin is having some visa issues. So that combined with, apparently, as speculation goes, that they weren't too happy of him being Ring of Honor champion and doing some jobs for various indies. So I guess all that kind of got resolved. And he's got his work visa again, but apparently he quit Ring of Honor. So.
Yeah, he did it over Twitter, but then he came out and said, he's sorry that he did it over Twitter because that's unprofessional, but he just didn't want to be advertised for a show that he wasn't going to be at.
So he'll be at the next show, in other words. With the precedent that they did with Tommaso Ciampa, who was suspended for life.
See, this is what happens when you cut your mullet off, Michael Elgin. This is lesson one. Grow back the mullet right now and keep it.
Patrick Swayze would be disappointed in you.
Oh my gosh, would he ever be? He'd be so disappointed in you. Like, those were some pretty funny chants we had going that one time. The Elgin's bald spot.
Yep.
It wasn't us. It was these guys in front of us. We helped them. We helped them build that chant.
We're taking credit for it, goddammit. We were there.
And then, yeah, someone even had a sign. Ooh, it was good. Truth Martini has a wrestling school. And
yep, the house is
a, one of his students just got assigned to the WWE developmental. So I don't have the name right now, but you can look that up.
But they're changing it anyway. So
yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, Okay, go.
I had the funniest thought. Like, a WWE 2K15 is coming out. They announced a whole new NXT mode for your creator characters. So basically, you got to go through NXT and get yelled at by Bill DeMott and all that bullshit. I would laugh so hard if, like, when you create your character, you create a name, then immediately they make you change that name.
Did you steal that from somewhere?
That's an original thought. Like, that needs to happen. Like, get that's five good matches in, then they make you change it for no reason.
That's fantastic.
And it's only a choice of three games that are all terrible.
Yeah, you're really, really unhappy with all three choices. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, God. That needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But at least Sami Zayn is in that game. Adrian Neville is in that game.
Okay. One more name for Kevin Steen. Danny Ham. Danny Hamburg.
Danny Hamburg?
Danny sounds Hamburger.
Sounds like a lot like Danny Havoc, member of the Nation of Intoxication in CZW.
I'm just freestyling, man. Throw some names. Oh okay. Well, that made me think of something, but you got a good name for Kevin Steen?
No.
Okay. Where'd Solomon Crowe go?
He broke his leg. He's injured.
Good answer. I was wondering where I thought I was wondering. So
he's someone who could fit in with Bray Wyatt.
That'd be cool.
Oh, we got to mention one more thing from Raw. The Brooklyn crowd popping for Damian Mizdow during that match with the Miz and chanting that Mizdow's better.
Yeah, the smart crowd, man, is all the chants were great. Like,
Sandow is selling, like, stealing the show, selling his ass off to nothing at ringside. Like, I don't even watch Miz in his matches. I watch Mizdow selling nothing.
He's been put on a show. Like,
I love anytime, like, Miz takes a headlock, like, Sandow immediately takes a headlock and just starts working it. To fully complete this angle, because Miz will probably, I can see how it's going to end now. Miz is going to get jealous and turn on him and turn Sandow face. They should go the other way with it. Like, Sandow needs to complete the transformation, shave the beard, get his hair cut like Miz, and go a total single white female on Miz. No?
You hear that, Rock? You pitched that to Road Dogg.
It would be funny, then it would get strange, then it would get really dark.
Yeah, I wanted to get, like, Cable Guy dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like that, like Sandow's just snapped. I think that could work.
I think that could work too. Well, guess what? Dixie Carter turned 50, and I was wondering. I was gonna ask you.
Well, was she partying with Hoda and Kathy Lee on Raw?
It was actually, yeah. That was her birthday party. And she was in the bunny costume. Oh, she was the bunny this week, yeah.
I would not do Dixie.
You would not do Dixie now?
No, I would not do Dixie in a plane. I would not do Dixie in a train. I would not do Dixie in a box.
Do you like older women?
No.
Okay, so it's an older woman thing. It's not a Dixie thing. It's a discrimination against older women. It's not just a dislike for Dixie Carter's looks.
I think it's because I'm 39 now, and that's that older is like, no.
Okay.
If I was still in my 20s, then yeah, maybe, but.
Okay.
Are they rich? Do they have money?
Yeah, she does have money, so that's a plus. Okay, talking about names, Arda or Calv.
Before, do I get to wear Rockstar Spud suits?
Only if you can pull them off. I don't want you to even try if you can't pull it off.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, for those Canadians listening to the Tiny Tights program, those might be familiar with the Score television channel. It usually airs all the WWE programming. A few years ago, they had Arda Orcal, a reporter. He hasn't been around for a couple years now, I believe, or at least a year. Has been replaced with Jackie Redmond, but he got a job with the WWE, and he's the new Scott Stanford, at least for Canada updates, possibly. I don't know if for other updates. I'm sure they'll use him in other capacities. But his new name is... Do you remember?
No.
Kyle Edwards.
Kyle Edwards.
You texted it to me.
Oh, I did. I got to remember Art O'Kell's WWE slave name.
Fuck, you remember everything wrestling. It's not surprising.
It's surprising. They even renamed the fucking commentators.
Well, Arda Orcal, I can't even say it now, so I'm not surprised they changed that one. I would change that one too.
Yeah.
Kyle Edwards. It's Kyle Edwards. It's your buddy. It's your pal, Kyle Edwards. Hey, 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 Calgary. Hey, it's your buddy. It's your pal.
There you go. That's your character right there. Kyle Edwards on The Rock 94.5. Coming up with some Nickelback, with some Kesha. Say the phrase that pays, and you can win $500 in Canadian Tire money.
It's your buddy, it's your pal. Anyway, so we got a person on Reddit who claims to be a WWE insider who's got a few things right in the past, claiming that Sting will be joining WWE in January.
I think we'll see Sting the second we see Taker, not a second before.
But January would make sense. That's Royal Rumble season. It's also preparation road to WrestleMania. So that's a good possibility, no?
I want to see that new Sting Best of DVD for his interview. That looks pretty cool.
The only time I ask you for storyline, you don't give it to me. When I don't ask you for storyline, you give me storyline. Like, come on, man.
I got to keep you guessing, Zach.
Come on, man.
You got the notes. I got the – I'm unpredictable, man. I'm the lunatic fringe of this podcast. I am Dean Ambrose. I'm going to go get a hot dog.
And squirt some ketchup. Oh, we didn't even mention the squirting ketchup, I don't think, in that part, did we? Whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah, so I could see Sting – in January because of Royal Rumble and WrestleMania going, okay. big news. This is breaking news. WWE doesn't test for HGH, which is human growth hormone, which is what John Cena takes every day. It's your buddy. It's your pal.
Kyle Edwards. Dropping the bomb on John Cena. He's on steroids and they're not testing. Don't smoke pot unless you're Randy Orton.
Yeah, I bet you. I don't know. I bet you they don't mind. No, they don't like that a bit. Because remember, Swagger got busted and the whole few years ago. No, that was the spice. They were smoking on the spice, that artificial shit.
That's why he was seeing little Jimmy. He was on the spice.
That's why he was climbing ladders and shit. I've heard some stories. I've heard some stories about that spice.
If I see ladders on that spider, someone's going to get got.
Get got. Okay, well, we just have really the Total Divas segment. Like,
your favorite side part of the show, Total Divas. You are our Total Divas correspondent.
I do like the show, though. I hate to admit it. Dean?
Oh, shit. Zach's getting real.
You and Renee make me so jealous. The way that you look at each other in your eyes. You know that Renee used to work with my friend Kyle Edwards at the Score. So we went out for drinks, the three of us. Your buddy, your pal.
I just want to let you know that Renee cheated on me with you, and it hurts. It still hurts.
You're gonna write a love song, Zach? You're gonna keep it real? You're gonna write a slow jam? Gonna do a remix? Oh shit! Turn into Stone Cold there.
Like, your Total Divas was so good this week. Yeah, let me tell you about it. First of all, we had Daniel Bryan having issues, and he needed another surgery.
Okay, Fernando. This is Fernando with the Total Divas. Fernando loves the Total Divas.
Yeah, you know, Daniel Bryan didn't want to have surgery, even though John Cena suggested it. He wanted to go the medicinal route. He wanted to go, so we found out that Daniel Bryan is a hippie. If you didn't know that already, he is like full-fledged hippie.
He's the hardcore Jim Henson.
Like they even pulled out the Steve Jobs might not have died if he didn't go the medicinal route. They even pulled that line out. That's like the classic line nowadays for people going the medicinal route versus.
So I'm trying to go medicinal, but that's a different kind of medicinal.
Good luck on that one, eh, guy? Hey, guy? Ooh, yeah. Okay. Next, we have Eve Marie, the redhead, and her bodybuilding boyfriend, and they're having an argument over buying a gun for the house. The bodybuilder boyfriend says the gun is for protection because he heard that someone broke in a few doors down. Eve Marie doesn't want a gun and says no. So bodybuilder boyfriend takes Eve Marie to the shooting range. Boom, boom, and they shoot zombies and says, we should buy a gun. She still says no. Bodybuilder boyfriend waits till Eve Marie goes out of town, buys a gun before, and then Eve Marie comes back and gets mad that bodybuilding boyfriend has bought a gun.
I'm loving Kyle Edwards' Total Divas report, by the way.
This is a big mesh now. I don't even know what it is now.
You're too far in the zone. You're doing all these different voices. It's like a vortex.
Yeah, this is the first time. Like, I don't do the voices. I don't really fully commit. I'm committing a little bit.
There you go. It feels good. It feels right.
You just took me out of it. You just took me out of it. Thank you for taking me out of it.
That's right. That's what we do. I gotta ground you. You don't want to go full Kyle Edwards. Nobody wants to go full Kyle Edwards.
Well, you know, there's one more storyline, and that is that of Ariana or Cameron, or I get confused which is her real name nowadays.
Generic background number two.
Well, she is down at NXT because she wants to hone her skills. Learn how to wrestle because she didn't know how to wrestle. And so she's working down at NXT and she gets a call from her mom saying that her brother is acting up. So I'm guessing the father's not in the picture. So she has to fly back to LA and finds her 15-year-old brother on the street, like drinking or smoking something on the street with his friends. So she gets a guy with tattoos on his face, no clear spots, all tattoos, to come over and give him a talking to. Like, kid, respect your mother because you don't want to end up with tattoos on your face.
She could have grabbed anybody from NXT. And her brother would not have known the difference.
No, this guy was like full-fledged, like, woo.
Yeah?
Woo. Yeah, he had a lot of tattoos. Yeah. Well, that's my Total Divas part.
Yay!
Vancouver is your buddy, it's your pal.
Kyle! Edwards, you got to hold the L there.
Kyle. John.
Yeah, it's like it's to Justin Rupp. John Cena. Shut up. Fuck you. So that's, you got homework for this week. You got to work on your Kyle Edwards, and next week Kyle Edwards got to bring the thunder.
I'm not working on shit.
Yeah, that's the type of work ethic you get on the Tiny Tights show. We ain't working on shit. Fuck this show. It'll be out when it's goddamn done. Been 3 weeks. Fuck it. Did you pay for nothing? Speaking of which, I got something to talk with you after the show. I found something. But what else we got to talk about?
Tell me about the show.
Have you heard of Patreon?
No.
We need to get hooked up on Patreon because it's a way that people – you can use social crowdfunding to fund podcasts and products. So basically they give us money every month and we do a show and the show makes money.
Interesting.
Yeah. So something we can look into for the Tiny Tights show.
So that means we probably have to be a little bit more organized, all right?
Yeah. Well, we could do that. Yeah. We could be organized. Yeah. There's two of us. We could do it.
Okay. Well, guys, what? How much time we got left here?
Oh, fuck it. I don't know. When we're done. Yeah. So.
Because my notes are done.
Okay.
I got no more notes.
So, what else is going on? Anything going on in TNA?
TNA, definitely things going on in TNA. There's like the Wolves and the Hardys and the Dudleys. They're
Full Metal Mayhem. Burping. Yep.
Yeah. And
that's my opinion of TNA right now. So
burp. It's they got good talent. They got the James Storm leading the Manic, and
I haven't seen his new look yet.
It's good. I like it. Austin Aries put on good matches. Mojo, X Division champion, I think, still.
I think Bobby Roode won the world title.
That'd be good. That's good for TNA. I mean, Bobby Lashley had it. That was all right, too. I'm enjoying MVP on the mic. I don't know why they went so far with Kenny King making fun of the guy with one leg. They went pretty far with that.
Like, you know, most wrestling podcasts give results and facts. We give wrestling speculation. You know, yeah, I think that could have happened. It sounds like TNA.
And it's usually like way later, so no one even cares because like it's like 3 weeks has passed. No, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying it's because we usually talk about things like later, right?
Yeah. Whenever we feel like watching them.
So you know what we need is like somehow if we like – I don't know. What do you think? What do you think we should talk about?
I'm just trying to think of all the stuff. If there's
you just think we should change your name. You think – why don't you like – you don't like – this is news to me.
It was a bit, to be honest. Like the name's always awesome. Like anybody I tell the name of the show, they laugh. So – it was a bit. I was doing a bit. I love this.
We can change it if you want. This is news to me.
I don't think we can come up with a better name than the Tiny Tights Show, to be honest.
Yeah.
What else? I guess we can wrap it up. We've got enough.
What? I can't even see the time. What time is it at?
It is 8:57.
Oh, we did good then.
Yeah, we did an hour. So. So you can send us an email at tinytightshow@gmail.com. That's tinytightshow@gmail.com.
And for all those out there in WWE Universe, it's your buddy, it's your pal,
Kyle Selleck.
And what you do is you go to our Instagram at tinytightshow and you go to our Twitter. We won't update either, but you can go to it.
Maybe we will if we get on Patreon. That means they're going to force us to create content.
That would be great. Then you would love it. I guarantee you'd love it.
Oh, we got to give some shout-outs to Travis from Cabela's, to Sergio Pozzella, to Jason Ward, to our assistant producer, who may still be with us or who may not still be with us.
Who else? James?
To James Simpson, my Multiverse 5 co-host. Given to Alicia as well. Shout outs to Patrick Harrison. Shout outs to Super Marcy on the Super Marcy podcast and Rebellion. I'm going to be on your guys' next wrestling podcast, and you guys got to come back to the Tiny Tight Show. We're calling Super Marcy out from Australia. That's right. That's what we're doing.
Do Australians even watch wrestling?
Dude. Wait till we get Super Marcy and Beat on this show.
Super Marcy, I bet you she's a fantastic wrestling fan. I could just tell.
She is cool as shit. So I think we put them over enough.
Yeah, shout out to The Rock for the material. No problem, anytime. Shout out to Kevin Steen.
Yes. Or shout out to Steen Kevinston.
It's poutine week, so that's all. That's why, the only reason for the shout out. It's poutine week up here in Canada.
Kevin Steen's new name, Poutine Joe.
Poutine Child, no? Yeah. Tabernacle. Oh.
I am Poutine Joe. I am on NXT.
Imagine if they put Steen and Jericho together, made them some crappy French tag team to face the Matadors.
Well, they already have a crappy French tag team on NXT.
Oh yeah, are they both French? I didn't think they were both French. I thought one was French. They're just French or something.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, the battling the French versus the Quebecers.
There you go.
Yeah. See, you're better at the storylines than me.
Here's what has to happen on NXT Takedown or Takeover, whatever the fuck it's called. Sami Zayn calls out his best friend Kevin Steen, introduces him to the NXT universe, have his name Kevin Steen like they've been doing for Kenta and Devitt before he changes it. And have Steen cut a major babyface promo about his best friend Sami Zayn and how they traveled the world together, and now they're here, and it means so much, and it's time to announce his WWE name. And then he immediately package pile drives Sami Zayn and said, "My name's Kevin Steen, damn it, and I'm not changing for anyone. I like this sellout bitch." And skeet, 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 skeet. Internet would go crazy.
But I do like that. But first of all, what your first mistake is, NXT doesn't have any issues with anything right now. So you don't need to be making storylines up for anybody on NXT. Okay. Okay.
Fine. I'll make it on WWE 2K15.
You do that. Then you skeet wherever you want to skeet. Okay.
Yeah. Tight show. We skeet where we want. No, that's just dirty. one last shout out to your boy Mitch, Three of Us the Danger Club, whenever we do something with that.
Shout out to Red Lobster.
Shout out to
Seafood Differently.
There you go. Shout out to Wifey AC.
Yeah, shout out to you should change the picture. Shout out to Bachelor for the picture that in his avatar.
Because I am a C-minus player.
Oh, is that what it says? I couldn't read it. I thought it was I don't know. Mm. Good for you. Shout out to I'm done.
We're done. So if you like the video, hit like below, leave a comment. If you listen to this on iTunes, 5 stars. If you hate the show, 5 stars, because that's what we do. So until next time, I am Mike Batchelor.
I'm Zach Salek.
Tiny tights and I.
Teddy long dick. After those Viagra, tights when fights.